Grip it.
Grip it and rip it.
Oh, forget the derby just gone. It's Derby Week 2.0 for 2024. Welcome to On the Ranch.
Yeah, On the Ranch 2024, brought to you by Molly Malone's. The greatest Irish pub in Townsville. Possibly in North Queensland. Possibly in Queensland altogether.
I mean, it could be Australia.
Could be Australia.
Could be anything.
Could be.
You're listening to the number one North Queensland Cowboys podcast, or we're in the top four according to the spam email I got this week.
Yeah, at least we made it in top four.
We did.
I'd be disappointed if we didn't.
We're
number one international and longest running.
This is true. Mm. This is true. Yeah. The competition was, Well, one was the actual officials Cowboys podcast.
Sort of amount.
Yeah. They don't do much.
No.
They really should.
No, we talk about them.
They should just endorse us. Anyway, I'm XRBob on Twitter. That guy over there, I'll start over there, is Morgan Holmes Evans.
Yeah, hello everybody. I'm looking at my cameras. Hello to you.
Hello. Hello. Back from his jaunt to multiple locations, the holes in Catherine. That came out wrong.
You went underground, didn't you?
Yeah.
In mining?
Yeah.
Did you find a rich seam of nickel?
Big
open cut pit.
Literally was in Catherine.
Mm. Mm. Like?
Yeah.
Under?
Yeah. About 800 mil in Catherine.
Just lazy 800 mil.
Yeah.
Lucky there was nothing down there.
Very lucky, actually.
No form work.
Probably still can't disclose much about that at the moment.
It's before the courts.
It's not before the courts, but MRI goes in tomorrow to confirm what I'm pretty sure is a torn MCL.
Oh,
MCL. How do you know it's an MCL?
Sure, it's not an syndesmosis.
The ultrasound and everything said it was.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, okay.
But just need MRI to confirm that.
I didn't see you limping.
Oh, it's not ticklish.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, you just put up with it. Yeah, it's okay.
I just can't put up with it.
He's a hard man.
But Canfield Ash is not this weekend, but the following, and I will be a spectator only.
Wow, that's sad.
It sucks.
Considering you normally would play with any kind of injury.
With anything, This is sort of has ruled me out, so I'll be umpiring for our team for 3 days, 20 overs. And
I actually pity the guys who are camping with you. Because knowing that you're not playing means that you're cracking the drinks first thing in the morning.
Way too early.
And you'll be in the sun all day with the drinks flowing.
Nah, I'm actually last to crack them.
I find that this camp. Very hard to believe.
That Cookie is the instigator.
Is that right?
I mean, credit to him. Cole's coming out as well.
Yeah.
So Cole and me, he's a non-player, so him and me will be sitting around. And
on the cans.
I think by the third over of our fielding team, he'll go, Edie, I love you, but can you just go over there for a sec?
Had enough.
Canfield? That's in air?
In the Burdekin.
In the Burdekin?
Yes. Yep.
Air? Burdekin? Bowen?
It's Burdekin. In Burdekin. So
well, that answers nothing.
What about Home Hill? No, there's air in Home Hill, so it's played in Home Hill.
Yeah, okay.
But I think there might be a field or two in air, so it's the Burdekin Canfield Ashes.
Gotcha.
It's like it's not the Charters Towers Ashes; it's the Goldfield
Ashes. Yeah,
because it's Charters Towers and Surrounds.
Yeah,
but pretty much all Charters Towers.
Oh,
no.
There are more people from Townsville, surely.
There's fields that are 15-minute drive out of Towers.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only played at the airport there.
Well, that obviously is smack bang.
That's when I was in Div A. I don't know where you guys play. Div D, Resis?
Yeah.
Div D12?
So you were playing Div A on concrete pitches, that makes sense.
Totally.
No, we're off the infield.
At
the airport.
At the airport.
Div A at the airport.
Div A at the airport.
It turns on the tarmac.
I'll bet it does.
Sounds like your story's got more salt and mayo on it than your mowing story.
You got me there, actually. That wasn't a good one.
Oh, did we catch you out?
You caught me on that one.
Oh, I'm glad you owned up.
You guys know the situation of the airport way too well.
Joining us at the table in what we're dubbing the White Castle, It is or the White House,
is the official name.
I'm calling it the White Castle.
There's yet to be signage up, but I'm sure one day it will be.
All right, here at the White House.
Yeah.
It was just loose. It was rattling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
I fixed it.
Stop playing with your pipe. Oh, your pole. Yeah, I mean your stand. Stop doing it.
That's disgraceful.
Joining us at the table tonight, Billy is in on the video, keeping us looking good.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah. On the unos and duos.
Mm. Unos, duos.
Have you played duos?
No.
It's like Uno.
But apparently heard of it. Yeah, yeah, I think DOS brought it out to
actually, I think it's
ashes.
Called DOS.
Yeah. I think it is DOS.
Because Uno DOS.
And he brought it out to the ashes. And
it's shit. I haven't played it.
I couldn't make sense of it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Nah, because it's like, well, this is Uno, but it's not Uno. And then, oh, just play this card. No, you can't.
Right.
So, but it's a yellow on a yellow. Nah, but it's got to be, it's...
That's too complicated.
Yeah.
Especially with a few drinks.
Yeah,
no good. All right, episode 160. And you, if you are a Patreon subscriber, and you should be, get over to patreon.com, look for On The Ranch, subscribe, and you'll hear there was about, 25 minutes worth of chat tonight? That's all thanks to YesPF, Yes Property and Finance, over at, yespf.com.au. And there's Ross River Road. There's a house over there. There's a big sale this week, apparently.
He got a big one away. I think it was a bit of a shed and an ongoing business concern.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a good one. Okay. I think I saw that go through this week.
Ooh, very swanky.
Yep, shifting a bit of product. Shifting units.
Shifting, that's what you want to see.
Units, good.
Very good. Yeah, no, he's the team at Yes Property and Finance are, he's got to update his website because I was just about to read it out, but it says it's located at a certain number at Ingham Road, and it's not.
In the middle of moving as you speak.
Yes, yes. This is true.
To a very nice location in West End.
It's, yes. Mm. For all your local property needs in Townsville City area, get in touch with Yes Property and Finance. A very big thank you to Trent and YesPF for coming on board.
And the team.
And the team at YesPF. And also, very big thank you to Cole and Molly Malines.
Yeah.
Also, our station sponsor for this year. Sounds like Phil Triple T or something. That's what they say.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, Game Day sponsor.
That's right. Game to Pod Day sponsor.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
Thanks to Molly Malines.
Get on
Unfortunately, we record on a Tuesday night, so we can't have a crumb steak.
This is a flaw in our system.
However, we've got to get around
to that.
However, this Thursday night at Molly Malone's is open mic comedy night.
Oh,
so
standing up,
does this
are
mean?
I won't be. I don't have a routine this time. And
you didn't last time.
I didn't last time.
Didn't stop you.
Told a 5-minute story about how Jack won a poker hand in Titanic.
Well, you can tell a 10-minute story about when Jack got in the back of a car.
I was at Rocky Nuts on the weekend. I should have taken a photo of it, but I saw a replica of the car Jack. Did his deed in.
Really?
And I was like, oh, it's just inside joke. And I just started to giggle to myself. But open mic comedy night at Molly's this Thursday night. So
sounds good.
If you're keen, hoping Meeks wants to come down. So if you want to come down and watch some local fine acts, it's well worth your time.
Very good. Now, I noticed a little something hanging on the end of the table here, I believe you wanted to have a chat about.
Yeah, so we got some new merch.
New merch?
Ooh.
Look out.
So, Morgie, do you want navy blue or do you want...
look at that. Wow, Peaky Blinder.
Or do you want royal? So these are a prototype of...
I love that.
What's to come.
Yeah, right. Now, I know about these hats because we use these specific design for our cricket team.
Should I be going backwards or front?
No, that's the front.
Well, that is the front, but am I cooler backwards?
Well, you do you. But these ones, they are remarkably comfortable for, what, $2 hats?
Mm.
They're a bit more than $2 hats.
$2.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on, we're selling them for $65. Hey, don't say $2.
Well, wait, what?
We're moving units on these.
Look, we don't know how much they're going to be yet, but they are very comfortable. And
they're a good hat.
They don't look bad.
Not bad.
So I better actually change mine.
And when you're standing on the homestead with me on this Sunday versus the Titans, there ain't going to be too many people I know that have these in their club colours.
Ain't that true?
So, whatever, Everyone has caps and hats and everything. No one has a gangster
hat. This is
hat.
A look.
That is a look.
That is a look on you.
Is it?
That is you.
Yes. You look like you're rubbed up in a study bag.
This is Morgan from 1954 Morgan. He's here. He has arrived.
This is dreadful.
That's brilliant.
They're so good.
The hats are good. It's just not on my head.
No, that is.
That's perfect.
That is champagne.
Is it really? All right. We're gonna roll with it. All right. I'm back. All right. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Done.
Love so when it. We're assembling around the JT statue and it's no fighting, no fighting. You especially, no fucking fighting.
No fighting. I like it. So we'll have these pretty soon. We're going to get these.
Just trialing a prototype and we'll see how we go.
See which colour works out best.
Hey, Governor.
I actually don't mind both colours.
It is pretty comfy.
Can you do like one panel in one colour, other panel in another? Or?
Well, now you're asking a bit much.
Oh, I think you're asking man. Way too
That's
much.
That's at least $4 or?
Yeah, it's a bit more than four. Jesus.
I think it is. Yeah, I think the Navy. Although that blue. What is it? Royal.
Royal blue. Yeah,
that's cowboy blue.
Yeah, that is more. But see, cowboys have got both.
Yeah,
why.
So you could go the Navy or the Royal.
Not that we have the cowboys' colours. I just want to point out it's one shade off.
Hey, you can't copyright a colour, surely.
No.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
When we did the fruit pies one and took them in, and Old Love said, "Oh, that's wine red." Yep, it is actually wine red. Most people would say it's maroon.
Ah. Wine red.
Wine red.
See, but they come across it all the time, so they know. Mm.
Yeah, that's Pantone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you're painting your house, I'll just have surf mist. It's white.
Yeah. Well, this is actually a surf mist roof.
Yes, it is. Yes. Mm. That's exactly what he's saying, I believe. Mm. That's why we call it the White House.
Exactly.
We don't call it the surf mist castle. House. Sorry, White Castle. White you are castle. Correct. We don't call it the surf mist castle.
Tip of my hat to you.
That's
Rob.
Paint the wall in midnight passion. That's just purple.
I don't know if I can take you seriously now that you're wearing
I don't think I can either.
Aren't you going to enjoy that, like standing up with me at the Titans game wearing our little gangster peakies going?
Yes, that's fantastic.
How good.
I'm sure we won't get in a fight afterwards.
No, because we'll put some switchblades on the brim.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And that's the whole idea of no fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, very good. I might actually be able to join you.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm keen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to do a bit of work beforehand, but then I believe I can.
Got to work Monday, but a couple of Sunday beers at about 2, a couple of beers at the footy, home by 6:30, 7.
Mm.
Job done.
So a bit of great banter in the Stockman Jibber Jabber Chat during the game and after it last week. So the Jibber Jabber Chat is the Patreon chat for those.
Mm.
For those unaware, sign up to Patreon and you can get invited to that one as well. And, yeah, we have a chat during the game, after the game, anytime during the week, middle of the night.
Well, middle of the night for Carson.
Well, it is.
Well, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Mm.
I don't think he sleeps.
No, it's a global chat, this one.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, worldwide.
On our Tommy Dearden try-saving post, many, many comments. Eddie Hewitt just goes to show what socks the ref had on, as he still called it a try. And what about Oates being a metre in front of Reynolds? Brett Jones replied with, the bunker had the Broncos hat on tonight. I actually have to agree with that. I think they sent every one of our tries up as no try or close to it.
They sent Drinkies up as no try.
Yeah,
they did.
And that was clear.
Yeah.
But they don't send Broncos ones up.
No.
That's just one of those things.
We didn't play the greatest. Like you can't expect to win a game with 49% possession or whatever it was. We were
a lot of errors.
We were passion fingers with the ball.
Slippy.
But how do you not go up to the bunker on that Dearden on Cobbo chase is beyond me. How can you safely go, yep, I reckon that's a try, when every other time something's even a bee's dick to the touchline or close to it, it's hang on, just check that.
Mm.
Yeah. It was rubbish.
So you've got no doubt in your mind that was a try at all. Like, come on.
Yeah, no. I totally agree. I think, and the
we didn't make it easy on ourselves. Don't get me wrong.
No. Too many errors. But aside from that, the touchy was. I mean, he was close enough.
Yeah,
he should have been able to see. I don't think his flag even went up.
No. Mm. Well, the ref asked the touchy, and the touchy said, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a try." Like, oh. What? how can you have not, like, not if you've got a little bit of doubt in your mind, it has to go up. I mean, the right decision was made at the end of the day, but beside the point.
It's probably lucky we didn't have a certain video ref up there.
Yeah. How many fourth tackle or fifth tackle set restarts, you know? It's just those little one percenters where if you're up against it, you're going to be up against it all game.
Yeah, well.
And it doesn't help with we played like absolute troll. Like, to still be 20-12 after that. We're fighting, but geez.
Well, yeah, too many errors. Now, I've just got to look for something here because we've got a letter from Uncle Merv.
Oh.
Or a message from Uncle Merv. It's not really a letter, but I need to use the voice disguiser, so bear with me.
I've heard he's been out west.
He's been everywhere. The Patreon chat from Pistol phoning in and regaling us with some more Jack and Rose chat. Was top shelf.
Now, thanks for that, Uncle Merv. I think Uncle Merv approved of the Patreon chat last week.
Yeah, what a guy.
Pistol probably gave us an interesting tale from Jack and Rose.
It was just a different take on not your mainstream out.
Yeah. I mean, it was a question that you asked.
Yes.
And whether or not
you just wanted the answer, it was coming anyway.
I don't think I didn't. It's not something I necessarily wanted to consider.
No.
But, you know, it happened.
But then you've been thinking about it all week, haven't you?
I wouldn't say I have.
Maybe you did.
Yeah. Mm. Round 4 review versus the Donkeys, and we have already touched on it. The crappy derby, it is the good derby because there was another derby.
The original derby.
The original Darbs. It's the OG Darbs.
Yeah. The 4X bitter Darbs.
Yeah, the heavy one.
The heavies.
Suncorp Stadium last Friday night. What a surprise. The Broncos getting away at 38 points to 12, like we said. 20-12 at half time. I thought we were still in it. At that point, it was only 3-2. So we weren't that far behind at that point.
Credit to us on that as well. At least our tries were enterprising play.
Yeah.
Like, Broncos score off Billy Walters off a bit of slack market offence, but they got a third or fourth tackle restart for not really much doing. They get that. Their next try comes from an absolute shocking drop at the back.
Yeah.
Then they get another one with a kick. I mean, it's still 4 points on the board, but they didn't look good or great as the scoreline showed. We just were terrible.
Yeah.
But when we had the ball, we had line breaks and points in us. So credit to them on that one.
Yeah, of course. I think I said it to at least a few people over the weekend. You've got to be 100% when you play against the Broncos. And we definitely weren't 100%. The official completion rate was 61%. I believe it was when they first showed it was like 59.
Wow, 61%.
You just don't win games with that kind of completion. Theirs was only 82 though, so they weren't perfect either.
Yeah, but 82 in those conditions,
that's pretty good,
like mid-90s.
And they pretty much had all the possession in the first half too. We had bugger all, so we're absolutely shattered by the end of that, 53% to 54% possession overall. So we had a better play the ball speed, for instance. Kick return meters were better. The dummy passes, offloads, we had 11 to 2 offloads. Like you say, there was a little bit of enterprise and jungle ball.
Razzle dazzle.
A bit of razzle dazzle. So it went well. Kicking meters, we got flogged in. Kick diffuser, we got flogged in. But yeah, aside from that, 16 errors to 12, which that doesn't seem right. I'm sure we had more errors.
I think we had way more. Peyton said in his presser that we had 14 unforced errors from our back five, and I remember Griff Neem knocking it on twice.
Yeah.
So there's 16, surely.
Yeah.
There was a few others there.
Yeah, definitely not 100%, but 6-2, Billy Walters, Jesse Arthurs, Tony Staggs, Tyson Smoothie, Ezra Mam, and Corey Oates. Of course, Corey Oates had to score at the end.
Yeah.
Of course.
I still had faith before that happened.
Yeah.
There was about 10 to go, and they were on 32, but if we can just get one and then two all of a sudden.
I was good up
make
until
the last 3 minutes worth it, but that sort of sunk the
up until the Ezra Mam scored.
That's when the TV.
That was actually the Ezra Mam.
And then Corey Oates just salt in the wound, really. But Val Holmes and Scotty Drinkwater did get over at least, so I didn't get me lay butt.
Bauheim showed a little bit of form compared to the week before.
He still dropped too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he still dropped at least two I can think of. Yeah.
Pushing Robson out of dummy half to pick up and scoot. Mm. Now, awesome, but don't drop the ball when you do that.
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah. He's been on a real stinker lately.
I think he was better than the previous weeks.
Yeah, but which isn't saying much.
A good thing to come out of the game is a tribute to Carl Webb.
Yep.
Which was good. Could have heard a pin drop in the stadium for the moment silence, which was, awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. I suppose that's one thing that Donkey fans will do is there's a bit of respect there still for a decent player. And they even respect Cowboys as a club for the most part.
Even not just that, but whenever there is a minute silence at Suncorp Stadium, it doesn't really matter the code or even the Gabba for that matter. The Brisbane guys do be quiet and respected.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if they don't, they get absolutely slaughtered like that clown at Anzac Day. And you remember that?
Years ago.
Absolutely got towed up.
So he should have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was the one where the video showed up when there was a couple of different, because there was a brawl up in the nosebleeds, wasn't it? And there was five or six TikTok videos or whatever come out of it.
Can't remember the team the Bronx were playing in that. Could have been Bulldogs or whatever. And this Bulldogs fan is just feeding this Bronco. And not one Bronco person helped him out. No, you deserve everything you get. Start high-fiving the Bulldogs fan, or whichever fan it was.
That wasn't it. One of the magic rounds, was it?
There was a brawl in a magic round, but that was on Anzac round.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it was a game to forget for the Cowboys. But
on a positive with all that, though, you talk about how we had offloads. You know, one team that wouldn't hurt having an offload? Did you watch the Dogs Bunnies game before that?
No.
Man, they have no attack.
Is that right?
Yeah. An offload here or there, they could have easily beaten Souths.
Who's that? Oh, Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs versus Souths.
Souths have got 128 odd points scored against them this year already.
Mm.
We've got 100 and they're 128. Like that's and we're sitting like third or fourth now.
Yeah, they're under it.
Big time.
Yeah. Coach is under it, I should say.
That's a shame.
Yeah, old Mitchell.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Poor Russ.
Old Mitchell.
3-2-1 points for the game against the Donkeys. And I think we're actually pretty close to all of us here, but
I think there's only one standout in that one.
There's definitely one standout, and then the rest of us sort of just went here and there. Morgs, you want to kick yours off?
Oh, I can start. So I've gone 3 points to Dearden. I think well deserved.
I think he's the only standout for the Cowboys in that.
Standout play, standout for the game.
And that Cobbo chase down.
Exactly. That's what it all comes down to.
Can you just get the 3-2 and the 1 for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. We'll just wrap it up there.
Done.
2 went Robbo, as usual, always puts his heart on his sleeve.
100th game too.
100th game. Very good point. Yeah. Mm. And Kat did a beautiful little post to him, I believe, during the week.
Yep.
Little celebratory post. And 1, I went for big old Neame. Big in the middle, Gryffindor. Gryffindor's Neame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It's looking at me like it was wrong. So
I'm probably surprised you picked Neame. He had a few mistakes in his game.
No, I thought he was okay. Errors. I thought he was pretty good in the middle.
Did have some
we
good,
all had errors.
Yeah, he had some really good runs in there.
Yeah, he did.
So he had some good runs. But, yeah, that's who I've gone for.
Okay. All right.
I might quickly change them now.
Yeah, no. Hang on to it.
Bit of peer pressure.
You are putting all these into a spreadsheet, aren't you?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, 100%.
I want to look on your face there.
Yeah, no, it's
sure,
a spreadsheet.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, Pistol. Do you know? Can you remember who you went?
Can you see what you've done, Pete?
Yes, I can.
Do you need your glasses?
No.
Do you need
me
to just make the font bigger?
It wouldn't hurt. I went Dearden for 3. He was everything. True captain's knock, and then his VC Cotter as well. Well, not really his VC. I suppose he's the co-captain, but again, like he should have had the game or off or two with an ankle injury from the Dragons match, and he just showed true grit, and he's just good defence in that middle. And I went 1 with Curly Kefu. Not that we had much, but I thought he was solid in defence and had a good couple of runs there. It was a hard game to pick from. There was so many errors from so many.
Very true.
Well, you could have gone Neame.
Could have. Didn't. Like that Dearden chase on Cobbo was outstanding. But if Drinky doesn't go long to Felt and grubbers it in behind the line, Laybutt scores.
Yeah.
We don't have that Dearden chase. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but that's hindsight.
It's always 2020. I've gone Tommy Dearden as well for 3 points. Surprise, surprise. Again, copycat. Standout.
Copycat.
Copycat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was the first one to put mine in. Thank you very much.
I think I was, and then I had 2 points for rum.
Check the group chat.
Went Robbo for two. Same, same.
Nice.
But I went McLean for three. One. Not for three. For one.
McLean.
Are you McLean showing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good. He was strong in the middle.
That's right.
Yep.
So
him and Neem were both good.
They were. Yep. Look, they were okay.
Yeah. McLean, Matt's errors, but it's okay.
Everyone. I don't want to look. Actually, I'm going to look at their errors now. That could
this is dangerous.
It's dangerous. I don't think. Very dangerous. Does the tally like clock back over? Like if you hit 99, does it go back to zero?
It should.
Also, I thought as well when Taumalolo came on for a second stint, because he hasn't had two the last couple of times, he lifted and carried that Cowboys pack.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Just a bit too little too late.
Well, official error count according to NRL.com.
I'm nervous here.
All right, so worst case, Scotty Drinkwater with five. And when he has five errors, we don't play well.
Hit a man.
Val Holmes with three.
Yep.
Murray Taulagi with three.
Okay.
And then Kyle Felt with one. He had, okay, so.
It cost us a try.
One error, but two handling errors. I don't know how that works, but anyway, Murray Taulagi, Zach Labert with one, Chad Townsend with one.
Yeah.
And then
Chad dropped it cold. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way down to two errors for Griffin Neem.
Two. Only two. Happy days.
Only two.
And McLean?
None for McLean.
Beaten by two.
Props out to Murray Taulagi with that banana kick on the inside for Val.
Yeah. That was beautiful. That was nice. That was beautiful.
It's not the first time he's done that.
No.
And he is pretty good, pretty handy with a little side boot at the right time. Does well.
We were telegraphing those passes down to right-hand side, though. Every single time they were coming to right, you could just feel it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have reached for the TV and grabbed that pass.
That Cobbo intercept, had intercept written all
And he always did it a couple of times on top of that.
Well, given that the last couple of weeks we've been getting away with tries for that, that's how Kyle got to his 130.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe the Broncos watched some footage and just went, right, watch for this?
Maybe, I mean.
Harbour pass.
You could just feel it every time. Oh,
do you think maybe there should be an extra option in there so it's instead of telegraphing it out to Felty, they just pop one in short to whoever's there?
Well, that little dink kick in behind the line.
Yep.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt.
That would have.
Shaped pass and then.
Yeah.
Because
there's no way that two Bronco defenders were getting back for it.
This is true. This is true.
They don't often kick behind the line of Felty. They normally pass it to him, right? For him to score.
I can't remember there being too many grubbers. I remember Nanai's chased a few.
I think most of the time if you're passing a Felty down in the wing, I think they actually normally pass it to him.
Generally go over top, but he's normally good in the air.
Mm.
It's just that pass was a little low.
Yeah, a little telegraphed. And very slow.
Basically, wrote a note to Cobbo.
Yes.
Mate, here's one coming to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the start of our set, I just went, Felty, get ready. We're coming to you.
Yeah. Cobbo's like, no, done. Yeah, all right.
I'll just hang around the middle here.
Yeah. All right.
Jeez.
That went well. Really crikey. Well. It really shits me when we lose against the Broncos.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, especially down there.
Of all teams.
It does.
I can hack a loss against any other team.
It's deflating.
Yeah. But not them.
Not them now, too. Yeah.
Well.
They got the arrogance up.
Oh, well. You know? When don't they?
It's come back a bit.
Probably a good thing. They're sitting 12th and we're still 3rd.
At least old Dreamy Eyes wasn't playing.
Ugh.
Old Catter in the suite with a hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, was it though?
Yeah, it was amusing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was round 4. Did you have any points you wanted to give anybody?
No.
Don't want to give anybody points?
I mean, like when I gave points the other week, I had a mate say to me, he goes, where did you get that from? So, I don't know.
Don't worry, I said Neem and I just got roasted before.
Yeah, well.
I remember Neem had I looked at the stats before and I went, oh, well, maybe he didn't play as good as I remembered, but I was also blind.
So. I thought Neem had an okay game.
But on the dollar nip whiskies?
Maybe we should do a quick game review.
I need to watch a game again, yeah.
No, the drama was that I got up at 10 and the game wasn't until 7. So there's too many hours in the day till the game started. Yeah, so
that's a rough day.
It was pretty messy.
Up at 10, game of 7.
Up at 10.
Long day. Long day,
up
son.
Up at 10 a.m.
Long day, son.
Oh, as in you were getting on it.
Yeah.
10, right, not up.
Oh, as I thought in, you got up at 10.
No, sorry, that's what I said, but it's not what I meant.
Yeah. That's a long, rough day.
I was going to say, waking up at 10, oh, no.
Yeesh.
Oh, I can do it if I want. But
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I get restless, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get restless, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. But sorry, 3-2-1s?
Yeah, so I went 3 for Dearden because that was
copycat.
Yeah. Most unreal.
Did you think about giving Neem 3?
Well, no. No, I was always going to give 3 to Dearden because of that.
That's fair.
And then 2 for Robbo because he seemed to be having a real good go in the middle as well. Like in one play that as I watched the mini again this afternoon just to refresh myself and I've seen like 2 people fell off a player and then it was Robbo that got him to the ground. Like he just actually got in there, had a good tackle. So
yeah, he's a beast.
Mm, and then I gave 1 to Cotter.
Cotter.
Because he's a mullet man and I'm a mullet man.
That's makes true. Sense.
Yeah.
His hair looks glorious in 4K on KO.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I think, did he waste a review? Was it him?
Yeah.
The review was a very average review.
Yeah.
I remember like, a review. Why are you reviewing this?
Yeah. It was clearly, I can't even remember what it was, but it was just, yeah, it wasn't a good one. And that's why you shouldn't let forwards do reviews.
Did you see that review? I think Sri Lanka did during the weekend.
Yes. Bangladesh against Sri Lanka. Yeah.
That was a Lubbershane review.
It was literally only the captain who even appeared. No one else even appealed.
Straight off the middle.
And he just went,
we'll give it away.
What a clown.
What a shocker.
Hitting the middle of the bat. Even hotspot, no pad, no anywhere.
Yeah.
Right off the meat of the bat. Yeah, we'll review that for LBW.
Yeah, but and also the captain who reviewed was like second slip.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even see front on.
Yeah.
And still reviewed
like,
it.
What are you doing?
What a shocker.
That was brilliant. Puts Marnus. Marnus probably feels better after that.
Surely he'd hear the ball hit the bat, right?
You would think this.
Well, yeah.
Especially at that elite level, it's not village park cricket on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, it's like a village review, that's for sure.
I'm not a huge cricketer, but like cricket balls are pretty noisy.
Yeah, especially when it's off the vegetable of the bat.
Speaking of village cricket, have you seen that video? It's done the rounds a heap of times. It makes me laugh every time. The batters hit it and old mate's in the slip sort of area. And it goes over his head and he chases it and he falls over and he goes to throw it back and throws it into his foot and then it goes for 4.
Yeah. That's like they're playing with a tennis ball or something.
Time, yeah.
That ball bounces like it's a bouncy ball.
And one more, we'll get back to it. Do you see when they call the ball of a century and it hits like a rock and it just goes all over the place?
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
I see some good ones on once you watch one. Instagram reels or whatever.
Yep.
You just get bombarded with them.
It's like a Hungarian cricket club or something.
That one with the bloke throwing it into his foot for 4. Yeah, don't watch it for about 3 months and then it just pops up and you watch it about 10 times and you're still cackling after the 10th watch.
Faulty Towers.
Round 5 preview versus the Titans. This one's up here at Queensland Country Back Stadium this Sunday at 4:05. Be lovely.
Peaky Blinders.
Lovely weather. Lovely Peaky Blinder weather for that one. Now, this game is going to be Jake Granville's 200th appearance as a Cowboy.
Life member.
So he'll be set to become the 12th life member of the club, the 9th player in club's history to play 200 games for the club. Other life members, obviously, JT, Matt Bowen, Matt Scott, JT, that's Jason Taumalolo, Gavin Cooper, Scott Bolton, Aaron Payne, Paul Bowman, Barry Buchanan, Lawrence Lansini and Peter Parr are the non-player life members.
Mm. So Matt Singh didn't become...
I'm sure we've covered this. He didn't play 200.
But he was the first Cowboy in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. We didn't do 200s.
Yeah, you'd think they'd kind of go hand in hand, eh?
Different criteria, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll
get into the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Yeah, that's very good. So the Cowboys team named today or yesterday?
Today, I believe.
Today, but yesterday as you listen to this.
Good point.
Thank you.
Unless you're a Patreon member.
Unless you're a Patreon member and you're listening to it tonight or later tonight. Or potentially
tomorrow.
Early tomorrow morning.
Which would be today.
It would be.
But But for us, it would be tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell you what, there's a certain Patreon member, Hendo, that does not like you when you don't release it on a Tuesday night. Oh,
doesn't he? Doesn't he get grouchy?
Gets a bit antsy, doesn't he?
Oh, my Lord.
That's fine.
Then when you can't release it till the... You don't record till a Wednesday night or a Monday or whatever because of time. Yous are throwing me out.
Shows how busy he is on Wednesday morning.
We couldn't record Tuesday. We had to bring it forward to Monday. We couldn't do it Tuesday night. We had to go Wednesday.
Now, I think this is a relatively unchanged squad.
I think it is unchanged.
Completely. Drinky, Felty, Holmesy, Lay Buddy, Talungi, Dearney, Townsendy, Chatty. That's probably a better way to
Chatty,
call it.
Chatty for sure.
McLaney, Robbo.
Robbo's.
This is what's going on here. They're all EEs. Yeah, there's a Robbo.
That's what's happening.
But then again, you got Tamalolo with Robbo.
Yeah, you could have Tamalolo.
And then you got Cooley, Nanae, Cottery.
Yeah, drawing a
Ruby.
Longbow.
Ruby.
Yeah,
Ruby.
Longbow. It's a longbow.
Ruby.
Jake Granville, Griffin Neame, Sam McIntyre, Jack Kajewski.
E.
Who got denied his release.
Yeah.
Look, I've missed a lot of that because you couldn't find it in Catherine, really. Like any article that you go click on, it's... or paid for or whatever, of and course. You try to read the comments and no one's telling you who it is. What's the go?
So his mum's sick down in Brisbane, so he wants to go down there to be closer to her.
Yep.
But just with how the club's working at the moment, they probably, you know, that would do it in the future, but for the time being, no. So they're taking it into consideration, but it's sort of taking into consideration the football season too.
Yeah,
which they've every right to do. That's contracts. That's what it's about. And I think because Jack is, or Jetski is a bit sort of utility in a way. And I don't know if we've got quite enough coverage there.
He'd be, I mean, I know it's your mum, but it's also your career. But I suppose like if she's not doing too well, you want to spend as much time with her as possible.
Clearly.
But he'd be, no disrespect to Jack, but he'd be a bit hard pressed. Breaking into the top 17 at the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's no disrespect to him, but they've got a pretty solid...
They've got depth too. Have a look who played on the weekend and they're still fine.
Yeah.
So... Oh,
that Sailor.
Yeah.
He goes right.
Yeah. Could you maybe, like, let Jack go and McKaylee slots in?
Yeah. Would Jack go to... He'd be more suited trying to break into Bennett's side with Tom Gilbert out for the season.
Yeah, potentially. I don't know if they've not paying too much attention to Dolphins, whether or not they've got the space.
Yeah, true.
I honestly don't
know. Because they've lost Gilbert and Connolly, Lemuelu, for the year.
Yeah, so. That's true. I wonder if they get what are they, like dispensation or something?
Yeah, who knows?
Or cap, what do they call it, cap?
Cap compensation or something.
Yeah, cap relief or something.
Oh, yeah.
To grab another player.
That's only two, though. That's only two.
Maybe it's a thing, like wait till after Origin and then... Like his coverage for Origin, because we're going to be depleted. The way the team has been playing, we're going to be depleted. And then after Origin, maybe.
But one of the other players came out and said, look, even though we haven't released him, like, you know, we're still going to look after him. And obviously, he'll be able to travel. And
Yeah.
It's not like he's banned from going to Brisbane during the week or anything.
No.
So.
And just make as much training as you can in the meantime.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure it'll work out. In the long run, the Titans, Jaden Campbell, Harley Smith-Shields, Brian Kelly, AJ Brimson at centre.
So Harley Smith-Shields is playing this game?
Yeah, on the wing.
All right, finally, Supercoach Reserve gets that.
Jojo Fifita, Kieran Florentana Boyd, Moika Fotoaka, Chris Randall, Jamin Jolliffe, Cleese Haas? It's Payne Haas's brother or cousin or something, isn't it? Bo Firma, Aaron Clark, Sam Verrills, David Fifita, Joe Stimson, David Fifita off the bench, Joe Stimson and Josiah Pahulu. I probably said that wrong. There's another Fasua Malawi.
Yeah, that's his.
I think they're brothers.
Bro or something.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah.
Ever since Andrew Fifita came onto the scene, how many Fifitas are playing in the footy these days? Jesus Christ.
Three.
There's Penrith as well. There's Parramatta.
How many Trbojevicers are playing?
In the one team. True. Oh, big footy family.
There's a lot of Fifitas.
Well, that's like the Burgesses.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're all brothers.
Yeah.
The Trbojevicers are all brothers. These are all relative of, it's okay. Like the Smiths.
Exactly.
Well, they're not all related.
And even when Cameron Smith was playing, for a name like Smith, there wasn't too many other Smiths running around when he was still playing the game.
I find it somewhat remarkable that there was a Cameron Smith who used arguably the top of the game when he was playing, and then suddenly there's a Cameron Smith golfer who's top of the game, and it's like...
And they're both Queenslanders.
And what are the odds they're both Cameron Smith?
Yeah.
Like, of all the Smiths...
Of all the Smiths you could have chosen, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, anyway, thanks for that. Just
if you had a name, last name of Smith, and you had a boy, would you call him Black? Just for fun?
Definitely.
I would.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you?
There's so many people out there with a good last name that have missed a trick on their first
name. Crazy if you didn't.
Well, the name Smith came from being a blacksmith.
Mm. Yeah.
Originally.
So you could then become the OG blacksmith all over again.
Oh, yeah. Blacksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet, let's do it.
Yeah.
Name your first one.
Hey, Leighton, if you're listening and if you have a kid, call him Black.
I can't see that happening.
It's got a ring.
Never say never.
No, true. I'm surprised it's not.
How many Smiths do you know?
Two.
All right, shout out to the Smiths of the world. If you have a child and he's a boy, well, yeah, call him Black.
Could be a girl.
Yeah, look, it could. Yeah, Black's universal. Yeah, unisex, yeah. If you have a kid and you're a Smith, see how you go with that.
Yeah, see how you go with that. That'll go well. So Sunday game, 4:05. Feels weird at QCB.
Mm.
But home game, Channel 9. Get on down. Get up to the homestead and look for the guys in the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, the homestead.
No fighting.
The homes. The what now?
No fighting.
No fight.
No fighting.
All right.
We will be on the felt corner.
Yes.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, felt to give us a wave.
Yes.
Give us a wave when you score your record-breaking try.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, tipping comp at espnfootytips.com.au. The competition's heating up, apparently. Now, the main competition, Robbo Mode, is in front. Somehow, he only tipped two this week.
And, what a noob.
And but he's leading the comp. He's on 30 points.
He's used two jokers, the dog.
He has used two jokers.
He's gone early.
He's gone the early cray.
Castle Hill Hot Boxer has only used one, as in second place on 27 points. Oof. Dearden's Nut is in third, having used two jokers, and is also on 27 points. Rock Lobster in third on 24. JJ 86 and Brian Mayer on 23.
Have they all used one?
No. No jokers.
Oh, really?
No jokers.
Now, shout out to Brian Mayer, but you said last week that he was... Got a perfect round or something?
Nine points in the first two. Wow.
He mustn't have signed up to our comp in week one because I was the only standout leader.
This is true. So
when I heard that, lucky. I'm thinking, you're telling Furfies.
Wasn't Furfies. He just hadn't signed up because he didn't know the password. I had to send him the password.
Lucky for you, Pete.
Oh, well, hey, look, you can only play the cards you dealt.
This is entirely true. It's entirely true. Mm. So, Pistol Blazing Two Guns currently sitting in 23rd.
Yeah, he is.
How is this happening? What is going on with the world?
From the penthouse to 114, back to 23rd.
That's a big jump.
Hell of a jump.
Yeah, it really is.
That's not bad because it was not the easiest week.
Yous all laughed at me after week two. Yous all pointed fingers.
We are still going to.
Yeah, we will, don't worry.
That's not going to change.
It won't last.
Bag of Python Seed in 31st. One joker gone, Bag of Python Seed. Some would say wasted. I wouldn't.
I would.
Exactly. That's why I said it. Valentine Fly Holmes directly after that. That's Hendo. Hendo's in 32nd.
Has he used a joker?
No joker. Mm,
good.
Fuck off.
Mm. Yeah.
He's in 30th.
Hendo was out camping at his block over the Easter break.
Oh, that's
really
random.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Oh, he sends me about 1,400 Snapchats a day. Keep them coming, Hendo. I watch everyone.
Yeah. I bet you do. Somehow I'm in 62nd on 18 points with about 400 other people, which this is what happens. 68th golf ball whacker guy.
I changed my name the other week and it still hasn't updated. Yeah. I fully even emailed the support team like, hey, can I get my name changed? Like,
what did you change it to? Constantly chasing the pistol?
No, I changed it to Cowboy Chicken.
Oh.
And I thought that was really good. Laying there in bed, thought I was real proud of myself and listened to the pod the next week, a golf ball whacker guy. Oh, come on. On my phone, it says Cowboy chicken.
Golf ball wagon guy, sorry. Yep. No, I can't deny it.
Disney, I'm sure we'll get right onto it.
72nd spot is Mal's Pies, number one.
72nd.
72nd.
You stinking up the joint.
I was at the start of a weekend, at some point in the weekend, I was leading the team. And then I fell away at the end of it. It fell away.
Terrible. Yeah. In 115th out of 118 is the potato.
Mm.
So the potato has not gone as well as we expected.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Look, it's April. It's round four. There's 20 plus rounds to go.
Early days.
Early days. Don't go the early crow, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Always go the early crow.
Always go the early. Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. All right.
How's in number 105? Gus Bus.
Gus Bus.
I like the Gus Bus. That's good.
Get on board.
Yeah. Get on the Gus Bus.
Get on the Gus Bus. Over on the subscribers, where if you sign up to Patreon, you can get onto this competition. Trax is on the ranch, who was leading, I think, for a long time. Last year, and then choked right at the end.
Is Trax the kid that you dropped the jersey off to?
The kid. I like how you say that. Actually, I think it might be.
You're a good kid.
He's going for two in a row.
Keep it up, kid.
Yeah, I think that actually is. So there you go, Trax.
Trax, good work.
Could be out to clean win us out. Two in a row. Dearden's nut is hot on his heels, and that's not a euphemism.
Oh,
I mean, pretty big gap, 27-22.
Camo 99, big shout out. You're in fourth. In fifth spot, Pistol Blazing Two Guns.
That's all right.
And did Camo win it 1 year as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on him.
What a legend. Shout out to Camo.
I find Tinsel Distracting is in 17th in the Patreon comp. And Magic Mike bringing up the rear. Yep, good silence. Okay, very good.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep, we're not gonna talk about that. So we will go into tipping. And we've already spun.
I was bringing up the tips.
We've already spun the potato.
Oh, so, have you?
Yes, we know what the potato is tipping. Spun that one earlier. It's a bit like, here's one I prepared earlier.
Yeah, pre-record.
A potato that we prepared earlier. Yep. Pistol doesn't know what that's about.
Nope.
No.
Pre-preparing potatoes. He just smashes them. Just picks them out of the ground.
I peel them.
Oh, well.
And if it's brushed, I wash it.
Do you,
and peel.
I think, I don't know if we've covered this. Would you do sweet potato raw?
Nah, shit no.
Shit no. Mm.
I'm flat out doing sweet potato cooked. Disgusting.
Really?
Creature of legume.
Is that
serious?
Right?
Serious.
Yeah, look, I eat it out of protest because Mika loves it. So we've got to have it in. I'm not just going to. I'm not one of those ones that pushes things to the side. If it's on your plate, you eat it.
Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
It's not bad, but there's about 58 veggies ahead of it in the pecking order.
58?
Yeah, and there's probably only 50 veggies worldwide. That's how much I think of sweet potato.
But you also like Turkish Delight, so.
Yeah, who doesn't?
What's wrong with Turkish Delight?
It's fucking disgusting.
The fries Turkish Delight.
It is the worst.
Yeah, three against one, gangster.
Oh, okay.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Says Mr. Picnic over here.
No. Picnic? Yeah. No.
What about you? Probably like a Moro. Are you a Moro man?
Don't you start knocking my Moros.
Here we go. Isn't Moro just like an Aldi Mars bar?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I think I know
it's
the ones.
It's a New Zealand
Mars bar. It's like a boost, isn't it? Yeah. It's like a boost.
Is it a New Zealand Mars bar? Yeah. So I wasn't too far off.
It's crap.
Have you had the Mars bars from Aldi yet?
No.
They're called Titans.
Really?
Is that right? So we're playing the Mars bars this weekend.
It's the moon game. Is there one called Phoebos? Isn't Titan a moon of Mars?
Yes.
And isn't there also
Titan
one?
Is the moon of Saturn.
Yeah. Oh, really? So does Mars have a moon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got
what's
two.
It called?
Mount Olympus?
Titan would make sense.
Why?
Because you're making a knockoff Mars bar. Mars is a planet. You call it Titan if it was a moon.
Right.
It's Phobos and Deimos.
Phobos.
Deimos.
It should be called Phobos. Phobos.
Phobos.
Going down Audi, you'd be a chocolate Phobos. You're a bit of Deimos. Anyway, that would be a good idea for a knockoff.
Oh, no. You have your Phobos, but then you lace it with chili and call that the Deimos.
Deimos. Ooh. That's pretty good.
Oh. Oh.
Chili and fierce trouble.
Chili Phobos. Get us on board.
Can we paint that?
And we'll deep fry it as well.
That's good. We have a chili pie down, like you had, down at
the
bakery.
Yeah, from the Fulham Road Bakery.
Yeah, Bakehouse.
Yeah, the old, was it dragon chili pie?
Dragon pie.
Oh, did you have that?
I've had it before.
Yeah.
I've had two.
It is not an easy eat.
No, it's definitely a challenge.
It's
not for me.
A huge challenge.
And you feel it sitting there hot in your stomach for like the next
15 days.
Yeah, it sounds dreadful. I've got to do it. Thursday, the 4th of April, 7 p.m., Amy Park, Storm, $1.45, Broncos, $2.75. And I'll start off with the potato on this one. Potato's gone the Broncos. I'm going to go the Storm by 4.
What a surprise. Mr. Always picks the 4.
Yeah. It's a very good number. Yes, it is.
Speaking of that, I've got zero margin still, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, do you?
Because I missed last week, so my margin stayed zero. Then I picked the margin this week.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, so if you don't get a zero margin
if you're not putting it in. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that seems
well,
like
I can't change it, so.
This is a rort.
Well, I dropped a point.
If you're going to win the comp, you have to pick margin each week.
You've got to play by rule. The rule. No, well, it's footy tips rule. It's not our rule.
Yeah, this is a joke. No,
you can't even use
but, rules. But I dropped a point because it was an easy win. I just didn't put it in.
Storm Broncos.
I got Storm by 14.
14.
14.
Huge.
Yep.
Morgs.
Storm by 6.
Storm by 6.
Yeah, it's unreasonable.
And Bill?
I got Broncos by 6.
Ooh.
I was listening to a podcast out in Catherine with Howie Games with Ryan Pappenhausen. Well worth getting your ears around it.
It's in my playlist.
I'm on the Pappenhausen Express at the moment.
Oh, here we go. Friday the 5th of April, 5 p.m, Accor Stadium, Dogs, $3.40, Roosters, $1.32. The potato has picked the Roosters. I too am tipping the Roosters.
And I too am picking the Doggies.
Of course you are.
We should just do Morgs. Pete's tips for me, so predictable.
Yeah.
I'm going the Roosters, please, thank you.
Very good, 95% of people.
74 versus 23. Yeah.
And so Billy's going, if Pistol could shut up, Pista. Billy's going Roosters as well. Yeah. 705 at McDonald Jones. The Knights, $1.45. Dragons are $2.75. The Potatoes gone the Dragons. Risky, I'm going the Knights.
I've gone Drags.
Of course.
Knights, and I'd like to have a side bet with you who finishes higher in the ladder at some point.
Oh, here we go.
Side bet, you and me?
Yeah, you and me.
On the tipping comp?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Bottle of something.
Bottle of something. You get to take your pick.
Yeah, take your pick.
What's the price limit? $50?
Take the Talisco.
That's $120 bit whiskey.
No, $50.
$50?
Yeah,
bottle?
$50.
Yeah, all right, you're on.
It's on.
You're going to wipe the floor with you this year.
You're cooked, mate. You're cooked.
Billy, Knights Drags.
I went Knights.
Very good. Saturday the 6th at Accor Stadium, 2 p.m. Rabbits are $2. Warriors are $1.80. The Potatoes pick the Rabbits. I'm going to go the Warriors here. That's probably no surprise. They're trending. They really are.
They are a hard team at the moment. They get out to a lead and then do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going the Wars. South was so lucky not to lose to the Dogs on the weekend.
Very. Morgan?
Look, they are my second team, but...
The Rabbits.
The Rabbits are very, very shaky. I think I'll go.
They're crap Wars. Is what they are. Crap.
Oh, so you're going the Wars. So you're not going to catch me when you tip the same as me.
It's strategy.
Yeah, right.
Bill?
Just holding your tight.
Up the Wars. Very good. 4:30 p.m. Four Pines Park. Manly, $2.35. Panthers, $1.60. The Potatoes gone the Panthers. Good move. I'm going Panthers.
I'm going Manly.
Of course you are.
Because it's Brookvale.
Of course he does.
Okay. No Cleary. They'll bounce back.
All right. Very good. Morgs?
If he's going Manly, I'm going Manly too. No, I'm going.
$50 on the line.
$50 on the line. I'm seasoned up. I'm going Penrith.
Very good. Bill?
No, I'm going Manly.
Manly. Odd. Something wrong with you two. That's the lighter coloured hats.
It is, yeah.
When you come and join the 20 Brigade with us, then you can say what you want.
I'll see what you say next week. 6:35 p.m. at Suncorp on Saturday. That's unusual. The Dolphins are $1.55. The Tigers, $2.45. Good win by the Tigers on the week. Did you see?
Yeah.
Last couple of minutes there.
Missed it.
Field goal, penalty, missed penalties. Yeah, there was field goals. It was all over the place.
So they cheated.
And they win by a point.
There's only one team that can lose the unlosable after the full-time siren goes off a kickoff when they're in front.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, real time.
Somehow they, well, Yeah. If it wasn't, was it Gutho kicking that one? Yeah.
Tigers are lucky Mitch Moses is out with 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. So the potato has picked the Dolphins. I too am going the Dolphins.
I'm going Tigers.
Good. I like this. This is great, actually. Yeah, I believe you. 100% believe you.
I'm coming back this week.
Morgs.
Dolphins, baby.
Dolphins, baby.
Yep.
Bill.
Fins up.
Yep.
Yeah, fins, baby. Fins
Sunday the 7th, 4:05, QCB, Cowboys, $1.15, Titans, $5.50. The potato's gone the Titans, so we need to get a new potato. I'm going the Cowboys.
I'm going the Cows. Has he gone the Titans?
He has gone the Titans. The potato's gone the Titans.
He picked,
he's 115th.
Has he picked any of mine this week?
I think he's completely against you. Yeah, which is not a bad
thing. I'm going to climb it.
We shall certainly
up
see.
Up the Cows.
Morgs is going Cows or Tights?
Let's see. I don't know.
Go the Demos.
We'll go
the Phobos.
We'll go Felty over line. Get his bloody get his record. We're going to Cows.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Very good. Last game of the week, 6:15, GIO Stadium. Raiders $1.77. Eels $2.05. Potato go on the Eels. This could go. No, you're right. No Mitch Moses. I'm going the Raiders $1.77.
Suburb of Bruce. I'm going the Raiders. Sticky will have him firing after blowing an 18-0 lead last week.
He was not happy.
I'm with him. Raiders.
Raiders?
Yeah.
Bill?
I've gone the Slipperies.
Not in GIO, not in Canberra.
And, of course, the Sharks having the bye this week, and that's footy tips for another week. That'll be round five.
Man, this is going to get hot.
Hey, it's going quick.
Yeah.
It's going very quick. It's going to be hot, is it?
It's heating up. Yeah, I'm just heating up with a belt pistol.
Very good. You know one thing I've noticed about these hats?
Yeah.
They're a little snug.
They're good.
It's a little snug.
Yeah, you just got to wear it in right a day.
Yeah.
It's a little sticky bit right here.
No different to the ashes.
No, I know.
Yeah.
He's probably got a sticker on
Yeah, there. There's a sticker up
there's
here.
A little sticker
That's
there,
the sample only sticker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're not for retail sale.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I dig it. This is comfy. I might wear it tomorrow.
All right.
So you should.
Yeah. How's the sun protection?
You've got a brim.
No good for your ears.
No different to a baseball cap.
That's where you match it up if you're on the ranch buff.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, Morgs, I'd recommend with your complexion some sunscreen.
What are you talking about?
Long sleeves.
It's no Mate, different to a baseball cap.
I'm so tan, Billy had to turn the gain up on the camera. So try and get me in the picture.
I think that was the contrast. Super coach.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yep.
I hate it.
Oh,
I really do.
So it's you. Get ready, so it's you.
I'll come back in 5 minutes after this segment.
Coach game.
No, actually, I didn't. I don't know who. Actually, I might have. I don't know.
It's a stupid super coach in brackets dumb game.
Yeah. I can't say that I didn't write that, but I might have.
You must have been in a good mood.
I didn't do the picture, so I don't know who posted the picture in there. But well done. Look, Big Willie and Mike Hunt is leading the competition. Paul, getting felt up. Is in second spot. That's Chris. Big Footy Guy is in third. I Love Lamp in fourth. Scotty Drink Milk in fifth.
Hey.
I'm in sixth.
Yeah, I've seen you coming up. I was like, oh, Rob's climbing.
Not a dumb game. Yeah,
not when you're winning.
No, that's right. Cowboys Young Guns in seventh. Piggy Riddell's in eighth. Kalinda Chasers in ninth. The Meme Team in tenth. And Oak Valley Chooks.
Bok bok.
Am I down?
Yeah.
How's it go again?
Are you down? Where are you, Pistol? Hounds of Justice in 18th. Oh.
Beating Morg still.
Morgan is not even playing.
I'm not even in it.
Yeah.
Well, then, still beat, yeah.
And then you're getting beaten.
$50 bet I beat you at Supercoach this year too.
Oh, do it.
You're up.
Very good. Look, lots of points in this one. We're ordered by the total score. So Paul is out in front on 41.05. Chris is 406.5. And Gary is 403.5. So it's tight. It's tight like a toy gun. Basically, it comes down to your captain's pick.
Yeah.
Pretty much every week.
How do you know that a tiger is tight?
I don't. It's just the saying.
Yeah, but...
tight.
Is it because of their muscles on the back that's like when they get massaged out, you can feel the knots in them because they're constantly running on their forepaws?
Sure. Honestly, no idea. Haven't got a clue.
Right in, listeners.
Yeah. please.
Why is a tiger tight?
Tight like a tiger.
I'm not getting that close to one.
No. No, me either. Anyway.
You should change it to tight like a Morgan's wallet.
Ooh. No, that's airy.
Oh, mothy.
That's very tight. That's on lockdown.
Well, it has to be to pay for the White Castle.
Yeah. Cheese.
You seen this grass out in front?
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah. Looks like about to catch a load.
Yeah. I have CCTV footage of me emptying. I will be in the picture when I empty the catcher.
Yeah.
So I'll bring it up from a weekend.
Okay.
And I'll be able to count how many catches I used.
Yeah,
he's fed it through AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got it on a false loop.
They are some good high quality Chinese cameras. Yeah.
Oh, my dude. All right, we're back for Pistols Multi. Now, while you guys hijacked it last week, I thought you was going to do another ad like you did with your voiceover. It was pretty good. If you need any IT or internet solutions, hit up my man Morgie over here. I know we've used it a heap of times, but if you've got glitches with switches, if you don't know what a switch is, hit up Morgan. He'll be able to tell you. It's good gear, good service, good price. If you need anything IT solution-wise, bring Morgan a call. So, we're just going over a report card last week. The Morgan and Rob multi got the first two legs.
Oh, here we go.
You're welcome.
Joe Danaher kicked a goal and whatever that other joker was, I didn't
think.
Elliot for a pause.
I think we got that first leg within the first 10
minutes. We did, yeah. And who won that game, by the way, Pete?
And then there was four crosses after that. So it so just goes to show
it was
that
very much like a Pistols multi, except we survived the first leg.
Yes, Lions need to head back to Vegas. Have a crack at the bright lights of the pistol multi, and when you're on centre stage, you crumbled more than Rome's castles in BC times.
Spit it out.
So this week we're going a simple six-leg multi. This week we've got Joe Danaher and Charlie Cameron to both kick two goals each for the Lions over North Melbourne in Adelaide at Gather Round.
That'll happen.
With the Lions to win 40+. Into Nanai, Labutt, anytime try scorers with a felt hat trick against the Titans.
Pistol. Maybe move that back a bit.
No, it's already been done.
Oh, no.
Power played at $283.93.
Was that it?
$20 on that. You will win $5,678.60 this week.
It's practically guaranteed.
Titans' left edge defence has been shocking all year. They've conceded about 30 points a game down that side. Coincidentally, that's where Nanai, Labutt and Felt are running into.
Oh, it's on.
Yeah.
I'm like the Kong.
I like it.
So get your money on that. Load up now. This one's going to really kick off. And if you need any more advice, hit up Morgan at Fusion Networks. He's on all the socials, www.fusionnetworks.com.au.
I will tell you how this multi is going to go. We're going to lose by one leg. It's going to be big pinhead Joe Danaher. 5 metres out off the goal square.
And
he's going to spray at 90 degrees.
Now, did you go two goals or three goals?
Two goals each, Charlie and Joe.
So Joe will get one.
Lions to win by 40+.
Joe will kick one goal 15.
Yeah. Joe will kill us with his multi. He is the most unreliable forward I've ever seen.
Yeah, last week he kicked about four.
Yes. Oh, he's so bad.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. We got this. Okay. I'm on.
Who's it against? It's against North.
North.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So that's the only saving grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I did it. North are paying 6-1 against us Lions, the dominant, the pride of the jungle.
Look, you guys need to win or the season's done.
Look, if we don't win this week, I think you can put a line through us.
If you haven't won this week, just go back to Vegas.
Jesus, where's your optimism?
They could turn it around. To start a season 0-4 isn't where you want to be.
No.
Okay. You're looking at me and saying that.
Yeah.
Remember who I support.
You've been 0-40 for about two straight seasons.
Yes. Yeah, the coach gets re-signed. Coach is still there.
Coach is still there. He's fine.
He'll be right.
Players?
Nah.
We don't need players.
Don't need a new one.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Get all the draft picks. Get everything.
Yeah. It's planned.
Mate. What's happening over there? What happened to the once juggernaut West Coast Eagles?
Look, it happens. Yeah. You know, you get your ebbs and your flows.
It does. I'm not going to deny that. Each team at times do go through a rough patch, but not like this.
There was a lot of injuries that kicked it off, but then things have happened since then. So no, it's excuses. Just, we'll be back. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I do find in the AFL is it's rare that a club is at the top for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not like the NRL where...
Yeah, a couple of years.
Where, you know, you got the Panthers at the top. Mm. They haven't really been at the bottom for a long time. Mm-hmm. Storm have always been up there.
Yep.
Broncos are usually up there. They only had...
Roosters are usually up
Roosters,
there.
Roosters. Yep. Broncos have had maybe two, three bad seasons in the last decade. They haven't won anything since 2006, but...
Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Rightfully so.
But you know what I mean. NRL generally has... Your top tier teams and everyone else is almost making up the numbers.
Yeah.
They're not, but you know what I mean.
But yeah, AFL swings
and roundabouts.
Yeah.
A lot.
Definitely more even.
Seems to be that way.
The Lions have been up the top for the best part of 5 years now without winning anything,
but
unfortunately.
They were atrocious at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still are. Yeah. We're still a three-quarter team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about following the purple? For
getting on the purple.
Get on
haze.
The Dockers?
Get on the Dockers?
So, under the playlist.
The purple haze.
Purple haze, baby.
That's like you following, I don't know, Carlton.
Essendon. Oh, Carlton.
Oh, Essendon or Carlton. Yeah.
Carlton going pretty good.
Yeah.
Just jump squats.
Just chasing buckles over here, eh?
I might just jump on AliExpress this week and pick up a blue bag of jersey.
It's equal number of teeth.
Yeah.
So you can just jump sides, no dramas.
I've always loved Paddy Cripps. He's my hero. Yeah, good on
you. Yeah, Cripper.
All right. Well, we'll add some songs to the playlist and forget about our crappy teams in the other code, or one of us anyway.
Hey, he's 1-4 now. Like, don't give him too much.
No, we're
I know. And
we're back.
You only beat
we're
the
back.
Lions.
We're yeah. back, baby. Anyone can beat the Lions.
Yeah. All right, Pistol.
Yep.
Hit us with a song.
Yeah, right. I will have this week, I've got Morgan Wallen.
Again.
Which this time it's a different song, even though he's been in before. I've gone Last Night. That's been played a lot out west and it's in my head.
It's got played a lot here.
It was played at Rocky Nats as we were leaving the showgrounds after the presentation on Sunday night, but as a techno remix version.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking, that's weird. That song, isn't it? Oh, righto.
Yeah.
When did you get into cars?
I haven't. Mika's brother, Wade, he's got an E.H. Holden that he's had for about the best part of 20-plus years.
Yeah, right.
Got it painted about 17 years ago.
Yep.
Still looks mint condition.
Yep.
And last minute, with him and his mechanic friend, Jace, decided to put it into Rocky Nats.
Yeah, right.
Don't know how they got it in because closing was November and they've entered it in March. So they pulled in favours from somewhere and ended up winning best engine bay.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, top 20 street car.
Yeah, right.
Send you a photo.
I'll check it out.
It's a Schmick car. Mm. So, we were down there for that.
It's a pretty niche award.
Best engine bay.
Yeah.
1,600 plus cars and you're the best judged engine bay.
That's pretty good. Mm. That is a good achievement.
Apparently in the car circles, that's the prize you want.
Mm.
You'd know more, but...
Oh,
you thought about putting the van in?
Yeah, totally.
Best van.
There's a lot of time spent. It's engine bay's hard work.
Mm. Yeah.
So I could to make nice and presentable. So I can see how that's a coveted award.
Mm.
It's not something I ever chased, but yeah, I can see it.
Well, I mean, you would have been showing a Ford, right?
Oh, heavily modified.
Yeah, you never would have won.
Righto, Morgan. Get back in your Datto.
Best Datto 101 with your icky hat.
Yeah.
Best trash. Oh.
You know what I think it is?
Old Fords.
Your hat actually matches your shirt, so it looks like your head's just popped out of your shirt.
Oh, that's a compliment.
That's
real good. That's real good.
I didn't say that.
Oh, clip that time limit up for all the Patreon listeners on and everyone else on the YouTube.
I'm here.
That's a shocker.
I love it.
It looks like the same colour as your shirt.
It is.
Just because Ford sucked. Don't need to come up to me.
No, it's you fucking threw dirt. I'm throwing it back.
Holden, baby.
All right, I'm going. Oh, yeah. You would too.
Ooh, Commodore.
I'm going Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
Born of a Broken Man.
Cool, man.
Add it.
Add it in.
Get it in there. Oop. I think I just deleted it. Morgan, song.
I'm going Ford Suck by Holden Commodore. No, I'm going Titanium by Sia.
Oh.
Because it's as close as I could get to Titans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? Sia's good when you're doing them exercise.
Sia's not bad.
Yeah, I enjoy some Sia.
Sia's really good.
Doing the hill. It's good.
Yeah.
Good pump up song.
Right.
No, legit. It's good.
I didn't say otherwise.
Not as good as the Spanish stuff I listen to, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when you're intertwined with your Pink and your Taylor.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been listening to a lot of Pink and Taylor lately.
Everyone
has. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't avoid Pink on the fucking radio.
You can't, no. No.
You just don't listen to the radio.
I try not to.
You can.
You just hit the 5:30 club on Power 100 on the way to work, and then that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should all be listening to Power 100 in the morning.
The Power 100 doesn't, they play good rock.
That's what I listen to in the morning via Breakfast Crew.
Yep. Arch and Donnie.
Yep. Every morning.
Shout out to them. I was on their radio last Thursday.
Yeah, you did good. You did really good.
I think we clipped that.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a program so I can finish it.
Oh, yeah. I thought I gave you that. Anyway, moving on. Billy.
Not the second one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Billy, got a song for us?
Yeah, so I've got one called Little Love by Limitless Groove.
So okay.
Limitless Groove, a duo, like electro band out of Gladstone.
Okay.
I think one of them is one of the hosts of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's the third song that they've released, and I reckon it's my favourite out of the ones that they've released.
Like, okay.
If you're into that electro dance music kind of stuff.
Have they had Rocky Nuts?
There was a few Alpha Blokes shirts getting around.
Right, Rocky there would have yeah. been shitloads.
Now, that was Limitless Groove, Little Love. Is that right? Okay, cool. Just making sure I'm
right. How did you find those guys?
Very good.
Through the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Not that we like to promote other people's podcasts, but that's
just beep that.
What's it? A rising tide rises all ships.
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Lifts all boats.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I like your thinking. Yeah. About. Very nice.
Yep.
Well.
We just promote Power 100. Good on them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Yep, very good.
And you know what you do after listening to Power 100? You head down to Molly's Get Yourself a Crumb Steak.
100%.
Yep.
And a pint.
And a pint.
And a Guinness. Pint.
Yep. Just like a go of Guinness right now.
Couldn't we what?
Could we ever?
Yeah, I'm partial to some Caffreys too. Don't mind a Caffreys.
Is that right? Do they have that on tap at Molly's?
Don't know.
No.
See, that's the kind of thing you need to research before you actually say it.
Just show me the knowledge of my Irish beers.
Unbelievable. No,
but Guinness is better.
Well, it's the benchmark, isn't it?
It is.
The gold standard.
It is the gold standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By which all others are measured.
Yeah. And it's coming into the winter period, to all the cooler climates. Guinness around a little campfire out the front where you're cooking a roast lamb and it's like a camp oven. Unbelievable.
Now I'm hungry.
Mm.
I haven't had dinner.
No, nor have I.
At On The Ranch NQ on Instagram. Find us there or on Facebook. You can find me at XRBob on Twitter or Zwitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days. Pistol, usually at the on-the-spot Facebook
usually.
Page.
Yeah,
but, I was on that the other day.
I've been out of town.
He's everywhere.
I was going through here on the spot, like, come on, I want some more.
We all want some more. At Morgan Holmes Evans.
See how we go.
That guy.
Morgan Holmes Evans and Fusion Networks for the corporate account.
Oh, right. Spotted at the airport recently. And at Billy.
Yes.
Yeah. On Facebook or whatever.
Billy's around.
Yeah.
He Billy, is. The blue Power Ranger.
The golf ball whacker guy.
Yeah, so I'm standing there. All of a sudden, I'm just sort of daydreaming doing my job. And then all of a sudden, I see someone taking photos of me. And turns out it's just Cat.
Just Cat?
Just Cat. It happens sometimes. Yeah.
People just take photos of you randomly.
Pretty much.
Lovely.
Yep.
Oh, one last thing on Cat. Shout out to her. Rail Motors playing here at the Stewart Hotel on the 26th of April.
Let's go.
And the Bowley Barn on the 27th, but that's Cowboys Panthers night. So
let's go.
Rail Motors, Stewart Hotel, 26th of April.
Up the Cowboys.
Go the Cows.
Up the Cowboys.